brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, January 7, 2026. School buses will be detouring around the Cut Bridge in Gloucester, and Salem will be weighing a bond order for the new high school. Cloudy, mid-30s, Highside, Gloucester Harbor, 2:01 p.m. Stephen Hagen writes in the Gloucester Times, Gloucester school officials are taking a proactive approach to sidestep potential delays expected during a planned construction project at the Blinman Bridge on Western Avenue. Work to the structure, also known as the Cut Bridge, was expected to start today. The work is expected to cause significant traffic impacts to the city, affecting travel to and from school into March, according to a January 5 email from Superintendent Ben Lummis. The message from Lummis said the work will affect school bus routes and also citywide traffic throughout the area. He's quoted as saying, "Even if your student does not ride a bus, this construction will likely cause ripple effect delays across the city due to more cars and trucks having to use Grant Circle. We encourage all families to plan for extra travel time when traveling to and from school." Truck access on Route 127 across the Blinman Canal drawbridge will be restricted, with trucks detoured to Route 133, Route 128, Washington Street, and Centennial Avenue. Michael McHugh reports in the Salem News. Salem Mayor Dominic Pangallo filed a request on Tuesday with the City Council to fund Salem's new high school with a debt exclusion, allowing for the city's total property tax to be raised annually beyond the 2.5% limitation. With an estimated total project cost of about $454.4 million, the new high school would create an entirely new four-story, 365,000-square-foot building between the current high school's footprint and Highland Avenue, with an estimated construction period of 30 months. More news after this break.
Hey there. It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on msonewsports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student-athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on msonewsports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates, and find our shows right on the homepage at msonewsports.com.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Zach Laird is reporting on itemlive.com. The Nahant Police Department conducted a boat rescue on Monday after the vessel lost power near Lynn Harbor and was drifting toward a series of rocks. Using the Emergency Management Department's drone, Police Sergeant Andrew Constantine managed to hover it over the boat until state police and the U.S. Coast Guard were able to assist the occupants. Police Chief Timothy Furlong said the boat lost power and the occupants appeared to use seat cushions to paddle their way to shore while the boat drifted toward rocks. He said the three occupants did not require any medical attention after they were rescued. And Caitlin D. reports in the Newburyport Daily News, Amesbury Innovation High School students made the long-awaited return to their 71 French Street location this week, months after being forced to learn elsewhere due to building issues. Since this fall, students and staff have been operating out of Amesbury Middle School after the Amesbury Fire Department responded to a reported gas leak there on October 30. Firefighters found a water leak from a steam radiator in a classroom and multiple fire code violations in the basement of AIHS. Asbestos and asbestos-containing materials were also discovered on the building's steam boiler and associated piping, according to a December 1 letter from Director of Inspectional Services Jim Wilson, Health Inspector Deb Kitchen, and Colin Schaefer, Regional Health Inspector. After receiving multiple positive reports from city officials, as well as an asbestos company, staff and students were given the all clear and moved back into their Friend Street location on Monday. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, the Ipswich boys basketball team beat North Reading in overtime last night, 67-64. The Tigers' Rex Satter led the way with 18 points. Newburyport posted a 58-34 win over Hamilton Wenham. Saugus ended a two-week layoff with a 54-33 win over Winthrop, behind a 22-point performance from Ryan Shea. The Sachems play next at unbeaten Swampscott on Thursday night. The Endicott men's college basketball team beat Western New England 73-48. Gulls are now 12-1 overall, 4-0 in league play. Yesterday, the team learned that they are now ranked number 22 overall in the D3 basketball national poll. It's the first time the team has cracked the top 25 in 9 years. Salem News is reporting today that former Marblehead quarterback Miles O'Neill is transferring from Texas A&M to play for former Patriots coach Bill Belichick at the University of North Carolina. In a big Cape Ann League boys hockey game tonight, North Reading visits Linfield at the McMahon in Peabody. Pioneers coach John Gardner is depending on a mix of the old and the new, led by his veterans.
We got a two-headed monster in net with Michael Morange and Angelo Covino. They're just in a timeshare. They've been in one for the past year and change, and they feed off each other, kind of like the old-school Swayman-Allmark thing. They just, you know that they got to focus on their game, and they get it done, and then they push each other. So it's just been a great, kind of like a little thing that they push each other and keep getting better, and who's going to hold serve and who's going to try and, you know, step up a notch. So that's been excellent. It's helpful when we have a bunch of young D. We converted Nick Kelter captain to forward. He's a Swiss Army knife, and we needed some juice on forward with losing the Considine kid who had like 35 points for us. So he's been giving us some juice up front. And then who else? Brendan Driscoll's another captain, big stalwart on D, plays a ton of minutes, all situations, really big time leader, real mature. Anthony Collins, the other captain, kind of a different look than the Nick Kelter, who's really like speedy, fast, physical, and like blunt force. Anthony's a little more dynamic and shifty, so that helps with those three-pack of captains. A lot of good leadership with our assistant captains. Just a good mix of skill, speed, physicality. Physicality I would emphasize the most. We're trying to lean into that as our strength because we do have I've had some skilled teams, some not-so-skilled teams, but I've never had a team so kind of mean and nasty.
That's Linfield High School boys hockey coach John Gardner. The Gloucester Times has named Gloucester High School hockey goaltender Trey Marone as Player of the Week. The Bruins lost to the Kraken in Seattle last night 7-4. They'll be home tomorrow to host Calgary. And the Celtics were off last night. Tonight they host Denver at the Garden. On behalf of our producer and engineer Bill Proposky, our media director Bill Newell, and our sports analyst Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.